How's it going, guys? Julian Bradley here. Today I'm going to show you how to play Cream by Wu-Tang Clan. In the left hand, I'm just holding down an F-sharp minor triad.
The kid on the bike in the orange shirt. Get off your bike, get off your bike. And I'm scared, and so I just pedaled just a little bit. They're like, get off now. So I just, you know, hop off my bike. And I get against the fence. And I was like, what's going on? What, did I do anything wrong? They're like, oh, you just match the description. How old are you? And I said, I'm only 12 years old. And they said, 12? Really? This is them speaking to each other. You don't look 12. And I said, yeah, I'm only 12. Where's your ID? I have no ID. I'm only 12 years old. You know, I don't have a school ID. I don't have a state or anything. And then I will never forget this comment. So he said, man, these blacks all look alike. You can never tell who's who.
And then in the right hand, we go up F-sharp Dorian scale, which is basically the minor scale.
So when I wasn't 12, I was more like, I think 9 or 10. My father was beating up my stepmother, and obviously the neighbors called the cops. And what I remember is the cops, you know, they came all like, open up to the cops, right? And
yeah.
Literally like, I don't know, 15 minutes later, what I remember is my dad and the cops in the kitchen drinking coffee, like having a laugh. Like
Whoa.
Joking with each other. Yeah.
And the riff goes like this.
You know, everybody's talking about the good old days. Good old days. The good old days. Well, let's have a talk about the good old days.
Today we're going to teach you how to play Gangster's Paradise. The first thing in the right hand, you're going to have C, 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 B, B, C, G. Gangster's Paradise is that theme from the movie Dangerous Minds. In the left hand, you're going to have A flat, F, G, C. So when you put them together, you're going to have...
The judgment and the prejudice and the bias first leads to the English colonizing Ireland, followed by colonization worldwide, which was then followed by the French, Dutch, and Spain. And those are the definitions that lead to the very founding of this country, with what happens to Native Americans, with what subsequently happens with slavery. It is that old definition of culture, because if people are less than me, I have every right to treat you the way I think you deserve to be treated. Much of the ways in which we classify things is based upon these lines that we draw. You know, men, women, rich, poor, black, purple, white, brown, whatever it is. Black. We draw these lines around difference, but a lot of things are arbitrary in that sense. So the question becomes, why should we even bother with this thing that we call culture?
Come on, man.
Yo, meth. I'm a killer tape at God. First of all, where the fuck is my tape at?
Yo, son, I got that piece, son.
How you ain't got my shit when I let you hold it, man?
Yo, niggas came over. Dead 40s and blunts kids.
Yo, come on, man. I ain't got nothing to do with
like
my
this.
Shit, man. Go ahead with that
shit. Shit, man. I'll buy you 4 more killer tapes,
man. Open the door, man. Yo, what the fuck? Hey, yo, what? What's up?
Oh,
guys. Got another requested tutorial for you. This one is It Was a Good Day by Ice Cube.
So here's the left-hand part. Just by itself isn't too hard, but it's a little bit tricky to work it in with the right-hand part.
We need to talk to you. Do you know what you just did just now? I said no. Don't know what I just did. Sorry, officer. I was only maybe 16, about to graduate, and they sit me down on one of the train benches, and they're just asking me a whole bunch of questions. My first, last name, phone number, have I been arrested, any warrants? And I said, no, never been arrested, and I have my college books in my hand. This was a Caucasian male police officer and another Caucasian female police officer, and she notices my books in my hand. She's like, oh, you want to go to college? I said, yeah. And the cop goes, oh, yeah, like you're going to do anything with an education. All you guys do is sling dope and do drugs.
Here's the right-hand part.
Yeah. So I had this thing, this hard-on for cops, this stupid hard-on for cops. And I came out of a diner here at like 3 a.m. And there's this like totally cliche cop, New York cop. He's big, blonde, he's got the mustache. He's just standing yeah. there like leaning with his hands on his belt. And I just like came out and went up to his face and like just stood like a couple of inches away from his face, just looking at him, like what's up? And he was chewing gum, of course, too. He was chewing gum. And
yeah.
He just looks at me, and he just slowly shakes his head, and he says, like out of the corner of his mouth, to whom I'm with, you better take your friend home because he's about to get himself in some real trouble. And so who I was with just grabbed me, and we left.
That's it. No, he didn't stop you. Nothing. You got off scot free.
Yeah,
wow.
Of course.
I can't do that.
I can't do that.
What's up?
Hey, yo, 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 word is born, yo. Shameik just got busted in his head two times, guy.
Word to mother.
Word to lifeguard. You know Shameik from fucking 212, guy? The nigga just got busted. Niggas in the black yards got word is born, came through, got out of nowhere, guard. Word is born. I'm gonna get my coats and cipher, guard. And they just, word is born, crazy shots just went the fuck off, guard.
Let off crazy
nigga
shots.
Lying there like a fucking newborn fucking baby, guard.
Is he dead?
Is he fucking dead?
What kind of fucking
question
is
that?
Fucking
dead, guard?
What the fuck you think?
And niggas lying there with all types of fucking blood
Yo,
coming
easy,
out.
Easy.
Yo, guy, what's up? This is the guard. I'm ready to get word is born. I'm fucking late. I'm ready to get fucking busy. What's up?
That's The World Is Yours by Nas.
We're going to start here.
So what we then talk about is that in every culture, there are contexts of privilege and access. Some of us have privilege in a certain way. Some of us have privilege in another way. Privilege means you have access. That's really what it is, right? Because you have access in a way somebody else is going to be denied that access. And so when you're looking at the attributes of what's the dominant way of thinking, it is English, being Christian, being physically able, being male, being heterosexual, and having economic resources. And the concept really is whiteness.
So on and so forth. That's your right hand for the entire song. And your left hand notes for the entire song are going to go as follows.
And the reason we talk more about whiteness now is because we have shifted away from the old sort of racial stuff to looking only at color. And color has a whole range. What we do know from research in the criminal legal system is the darker you are, the quicker juries convict you and the longer your sentences. Darker, 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 darker. But what this means is, as I said, that we don't often see things as they are. We see things as we are.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to HD Piano. My name is Dan. In this lesson, we'll learn how to play Still D-R-E by Dr. Dre featuring Snoop Dogg. So let's look at that slowly, right hand only. Two, and ready, and
one. And the street was completely empty when I was coming out, and I just jaywalked, you know. We're from New York. We always just cross the street. There's no cars. I'm not going to wait for the light to turn, you know, for me to walk. So I walk, and out of the corner of my eye, I see cop lights turn on. Get on the wall across the street. Don't move. I'm like, okay. So I put down my drink and I put my hands up. And white cop comes out. And he's like, what do we have here? I was like, what's the problem? He's like, you jaywalked. I said, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, that's a big offense. You know, you gotta pay, right? I was like, I'm not from here. I did not know, like, jaywalking was a big thing here. He's like, you're not from here. Where are you from? Then Ontario, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, no, I'm from New York. Where's your ID? So I pull out my passport. He's like, this is your ID? I was like, yeah, I'm not from here, you know, reiterating myself, I'm not from here. He's like, why would you come here? Why would you come here? And I was like, I'm on vacation. It's like, who the fuck takes a vacation to Canada? Out of all the fucking places you want to go, you choose to come here. Why? You need to go back. You people just need to go back. And then I was like, go back where? He's like, don't fucking backtalk me. You know what I'm talking about. Why would you come here? We don't want you here.
And the left hand alone is pretty simple. It just looks like this.
Not that long ago, I won't go into what happened, but I got arrested, and I got put in a cell for a few hours. In the end, three other dudes, and they, I don't know, like, they were all mixed, half black, half Dominican. And, but they were cool, and we were chilling in there, and they told me what happened to them. They were chilling at home. They were, like, you know, like, lying. Some of them were, like, in bed. Some of them were just, like, watching TV.
Yeah.
Fucking SWAT team came in, kicked down their door, stuck fucking machine guns in their face and shit. And, like, don't you fucking move. Guns in their faces. You know, they hadn't done anything, and they'd woken up with guns in their face. And it turned out the whole thing was about, like, they knew someone who was, like, missing. And they, you know, the cops were looking for him, so they came to their house, stuck fucking machine guns in their face. Anyway, so they let the cops let me go first, and I came out of the cell, and the cop said to me, you know, the white cop said to me, look after yourself, be smart, be careful. And the last thing he said was, you don't want to end up like these animals.
Whoa.
Well, hey there, guys, how is it going? I got another tutorial for you. This one is Reunited by Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang.
So, and what I want to say, these are all the ways that we have classified difference, right? So when you look at me clearly, I am different from you. To say that we are going to be colorblind is a bunch of hogwash. Because when I'm looking at you, I am seeing you the way you are, 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 the way you are. The way you are.
Where'd you get fucking busy? Yeah, what's up?
Where's
let's
tomorrow?
Get, let's do what we gotta
Yo,
do, man.
We out or what?
Yo, I'm ready to get busy.
Yo, we out?
Don't know who took the tape.
What the fuck?
Yo, what Shut the fuck is he talking it. About, man? Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking corn.
I never told my parents about it because it's like, well, what are you going to do? It's another black kid, white cop story who hasn't heard it before. But I told my friends and stuff, and it still really never fazed me about cops because, like I said, my dad is a cop,